Can you all hear me?
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank Stu Sims for organizing this event. It takes a lot of effort and work to put on one of these things, and thank him for doing so. For those of you I have not met, who I may not have met, my name is Bob Johnston. I am the chair of the state party. I am completing my 10th year as chair as of today. I think I'm the longest tenured chair in the Libertarian Party nationwide. If I have that in me and what have you. We're going to commence with a central committee meeting of the Maryland Libertarian Party. To participate in the meeting, you have to be a member of the central committee. To be a central committee member, you must be a dues-paying member, number one. You must be a resident of the state. You must be a registered libertarian. And you must agree to the principles in Article 2 of our state party constitution. And with that, I will now turn over to Robert Glazer, our state party secretary, with the credentials committee report. Sir.
We have enough seats for everyone?
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Dr. Glazer.
Well, I'm going to read all the names of everyone who has checked off, who is present as a central committee member. You don't have to be a central committee member, but if you want to be and you're not on the list, speak up here for it. Now, I'm just going to read the name.
Real quick, excuse me, Robert. This is if you want to vote, if you want to make a motion, if you want to debate or ask questions, you have to be a member. You can if you're not, you can watch and watch or whatever, but to participate and be involved, you have to be a member. Excuse me, Doctor. Go ahead,
and
Dr.
So, if I don't call your name, and because I just didn't see you, I just checked you off. But if you are not currently a central committee member, you A, have to have your phone screen cleaned up and other things that are above that. Gene Amard, Matthew Beard, Eric Witt.
You must be a dues-paying member. You must be a resident of the state. You must be a registered libertarian. And you must agree to the principles in Article 2 of our state party constitution, basically the non-initiation of force.
Robert?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have two. I'm not giving you a report yet. I'm just coming on here.
So is there anybody who's...
Okay,
Mr. Wallace. Okay. Does anybody else have a question?
Is he including who he checked off already?
Correct, yes. Those are the people he checked off.
Correct, yes.
You're registered libertarian. You agree with the initiation of force contract. You're listed to your company.
Are you a member?
I stayed on the website when I bought my ticket as well.
Yeah, sure. Do you agree with the non-initiation of force? And I remember speaking with you before. Robert? Yeah. You're a registered libertarian in the state?
I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No.
I'm sorry, this one?
He's a member.
Are you a registered libertarian in Maryland? Do you agree with the non-aggression principle? You're working in a central committee? You are.
And Robert? The gentleman right here.
That's kind of a weird question.
Yes.
We're not old enough to register to be a libertarian.
You came out being on the central committee.
Come on.
You're almost there.
Almost. My name is Bob.
I don't think it'll, if you can show it'll come through on your smartphone.
Make sure he's got me checked off. Let him hear my name.
That's fine. Bless you. You're welcome. I'm very fortunate. My whole family, when the ragweed comes, they're just needing their help. For whatever reason, I can run through it without blinking an eye. Whereas just
what a lucky one.
It's funny. I wonder what the difference is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just my car. It one day. I got it washed yesterday. It's coated green already.
I know. I make the mistake at work
I'm not an engineer. It's an engineer class. Engineer class.
Everything good?
Just double check.
Okay, good. Mr. Summers, how are you doing? Thank you for coming up. I said thank you for coming up from St. Mary's County. The Southern Maryland contingent, man, it is taking us. It is indeed. Hi, how you doing? We just got started. That was the meeting. Thank you for coming on up.
I'm just up here taking a space. All right. Make sure we have a beer before you.
After my chair's report, may I bring you off to speak for a couple of minutes? I'm going to give an LNC. Okay, great. Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Hey, the door?
That gentleman right there. The big guy. What's that?
I like the main guy.
Chelsea did it and did a fine job. She probably has one for you. Hi, how you doing? You're here for the convention?
I'm here for the convention.
Hi, what's your name?
Rob Lake.
Hi, nice to meet you. Oh, yeah, I'm still with you. I'm Bob Johnson. Talk to the big guy right there. What's that?
No.
It's too late. I'm closing that down now because we started the meeting, but they're welcome to join, attend the convention.
All right. Yeah, 45.
Okay, Robert. So, do we have a phone number now? Do we have a phone number for Central Committee members? Well, I'm going to close it down now since I started the meeting. There's only two seats here.
Two seats right here?
Yes. Okay.
So you know, this is my application. Preview intimate application. Libertarian.
Okay. So, Robert. Right, well, that's filled up now. What about, unless we get another table, we're sold out.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Okay, I don't know what this. Okay, excellent.
So, you want to do that today?
Yeah, if you want.
Be awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Ralph Lake, they already came in with the bathroom. Who paid?
Huh?
Who paid? All right, well, we'll have to put a table in the middle there.
Yeah, okay. All right, our chair, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute, I gotta get the okay, Robert, you ready to go? Robert, you ready to go? Wait, take the seat, please. Okay, Robert, take the seat, please. All right, Dr. Glazer. Do we have a phone number yet?
Stewart's in charge.
Would you like a table in the chair?
Yeah, people keep showing up. I'm going for the big table. What's that? Can I help you?
Yeah, maybe here for this buy tickets. You got to go sell tickets.
The convention?
Yeah.
They have to wait till they bring a table out because we're sold out. They're going to bring another table out. What's your name?
Yeah.
All right, nice to meet you, Scott. You'll take care of it. Talk to the big guy right there.
Well, okay.
All right, you ready to go, Robert? Okay. All right, may I have your attention, please? All right, sorry about that. We had a sudden run of new people who wanted to join the Central Committee. Dr. Glazer, what is our firm number?
Well, before I do that, Dean requested that I announce all the names of people that I did not announce before. but I don't really know exactly the ones I announced before. So I'm going to announce the ones that would at least include the ones I just asked to the It doesn't mean I didn't call your name before. Present are 33 Central Committee members plus two proxies out of a total of 47 Central Committee members.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, the minutes, the approval of the minutes from the last Central Committee meeting, which I believe was at the picnic last summer at Dave Sten's, are there any corrections or adjustments to be made for questions about them? Hearing none, the minutes are so moved. The Treasurer's Report, Michael Linder.
Whoever doesn't have one will scream. If we find a way to pack everybody in here.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Go up there. Dr. Larkin, someone's left. Is anybody in the one report not have one? Everyone has one slide.
Just for a minute or two, to tell them why you're running and what you're running on. You don't have to, like, you know, go to a 10-minute life story or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
That. Just a minute or two and just field questions.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. The report dates that are coming is up on the top there from July 27th, is like 3 days before the picnic. And then April 17th, we have downloaded from Clinton Fudge the charges. Then started adding those up. So, anyway, any specific questions, I don't want to sit there and read. Excuse me, guys. The one big thing was to note to people in the past. We'd given to the campaign of Arvin Bohr for his son again, and he did not go through it, so we can turn the check. So I'm kind of glad with that. And also, the Frederick County Libertarian Senate Committee saw information in the Capitol. So everything here is pretty much up to the ground. Party, everybody well.
Does anybody have any questions for the Treasurer regarding the report? Is there any objection to passing the report as is? Hearing none, the report is moved. Thank you very much, Mr. Linder. Okay, the Chair's report. Right now, as of most recent report with the Board of Elections, our registration is at 20,162. According to Richard Winger of Ballot Access News, who is the authority bar none in the United States on ballot access, we are the first or only minor party with at least 20,000 registered voters going back to the Depression and maybe even before that. We have 136 members, not including anyone who may have signed up here today, which is the highest number we've had in probably about 3 or 4 years. Ballot access. We are a recognized party in the state of Maryland. To maintain that party status, we need to get one of two things, either 1% next year in the governor's race, or we need to get at least 1%, have 1% of the registered voters in the state of Maryland by the last day of 2018. We're a little over halfway there for registered voters. We're at 20,000, as I said. We would need at least 39,379 as of today, so that's still a ways away. It's a nice goal to attain, though, because then we don't have to worry about getting the 1% at the top of the ticket. Having said that, we have been able to get 1% at the top of the ticket. Gary Johnson got almost 3% here in Maryland last year. Sean Quinn, our gubernatorial candidate, got 1.5% in 2014, and Gary Johnson got 1.2% in 2012. So it is something we can do. No other party has gotten the 1% in the top of the ticket to maintain the party since going back to the early 70s. Ballot access in Maryland is very difficult, one of the more difficult states in the country, although not as much as our friend from Virginia, Dr. Jim Lark. By the way, I would also like to introduce Dr. Lark. He is our Libertarian National Committee regional representative. He drove all the way up from Charlottesville, Virginia. He comes to all of our events. And he will be speaking momentarily just to give a brief report on the region. As you all are aware, we will be having elections next year, partisan elections for 2018. The statewide seats, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, comptroller, the 47 state senate seats, 141 state House of Delegates seats, and the county seats, as well as, I believe, some Board of Education seats in some of the counties. We will be taking nominations for those seats. You'll have not only this afternoon, there will be several other opportunities. We'll be having our picnic at the end of July. We'll be having a convention next year, as well as the picnic, and probably at least one, if not two, more Central Committee meetings. So even if you don't get nominated today, you'll have plenty more opportunities. The filing deadline for Libertarians is not until July 1st. That is one benefit of being a Libertarian. If you're a Democrat or Republican, it's in early February. So we do have that advantage. I would like to bring up briefly our vice chair, Eric Blitz, just briefly discuss his lobbying efforts in Annapolis this most recent General Assembly session. What's that? Thank you. So we again return to the legislature. This was a difficult year in that everybody's gearing up for the partisan fight over the governor. Republicans trying to get a veto-proof minority and Democrats trying to make sure they don't. So a lot of that partisanship seeped its way into a lot of policy discussions that we get involved in. But we worked very hard on a number of bills, and I'll go over those briefly. I might miss a few, but let me talk about the ones where I had other people helping me, so I make sure I cover those. We had Tim Sutton working on bail reform. In case you didn't know it, there's been a big fight over monetary bail. Remember, somebody that's being released on bail is presumed innocent. And what was happening is some people who were economically challenged were paying huge sums and often would plead out on a charge they could have won simply because they're being held on a high monetary bail. We would like to end monetary bail. D.C. has ended monetary bail, but Maryland politics is not there yet. What we did have was an attorney general who was willing to stand up for the principle, thankfully, that you cannot create a system in the bail that prohibits people from gaining their freedom based upon their economic status. And that's a good equal protection clause challenge that we have been talking about for about 4 years. That led the Court of Appeal to change their rules. We wanted in this session to go further and to create this system whereby people would use the judges would use monetary bails as a last resort. And I don't want to get into the technical details, but we thought we were going to be on the offensive. What it turned out to be was we were on the defense. The bail industry came with force, big force, money and top guns, one of the top attorneys in the nation. And so it was a defensive battle. That battle was won, and Tim Sutton, who used to serve on the executive board, is a member of the party, worked very hard with a number of other organizations, a lot of other organizations, to help defeat that bill, and I want to thank him. I don't see him here, but he did work very hard. Let me tell you, working with the legislators is the easy part. It's working with all the coalition partners and having the constant conference calls to get the strategy and get what you need to do that takes up a lot of the time. So I'd like to thank Tim on that. We also worked on gun legislation this year to work on a gun-free zone bill that was for college campuses. We had Catherine Semser, who joined me and Tim in working with the legislature. Unfortunately, Catherine, you're not here, are you? Okay, so I can't explain the details of that bill. I'm very thankful that we have somebody like Catherine working that bill, and if anybody else has a strong interest in Second Amendment, which I've always wanted to have a better support for the Second Amendment in our legislative efforts year after year, but now we have Catherine to do it. I'd love other people, if they're interested in that, to get involved, because almost universally we have libertarians say they have a very strong support for the Second Amendment, and we need to be involved in the state. I don't get involved in that issue because I don't know anything about guns, and I don't want to be on the other side, you know, the kind of mirror of the other side that doesn't know what they're talking about. I'd rather not talk about things I don't know. So anyway, Catherine actually works and has worked in the past as a lobbyist for the NRA, so she's well connected. We worked on that. The bills I worked on, talk about the one we care about probably the most for self-interest, was ballot access bill. We changed our strategy this year. We and Bob, I don't know how long you want me to go on, because you know.
2 more minutes.
Okay. We formed a coalition with the Green Party, the Constitution Party, and the Ujima People's Progress Party to pass the bill that we've sought for the past 3 years. That bill changes the 1% registered voters requirement to a flat 10,000, which would give us automatic ballot access going forward. The reason we choose 10,000 is 10,000 matches the number of petition signatures a new party would have to get, so there's this kind of equivalent. This year we worked with David Moon again, the second years in a row, who sponsored our legislation.